Okay, a little bit of a different schedule this week, obviously, because of Tisha B'Av. So Rishon of Eschanan on delay. Of course, we have Moshe's petition of Eschanan. Hashem Ba'isa Hilimor. Hashem Elokim Ata Achilosa Larosas Avdocha Esgad Lacha V'yas Yadcha Chazaka. Asher Miel Ba'Shemayim Uva'aretz Asher Yasecha Masecha V'chigvosecha Ebrana V'res Harat Tova Asher Be'Ver Yarden Harat Tova Zevel Lebanon. And the response is not what Moshe was obviously hoping for, right? Duchta de Moshe of Aaron lo zachala, vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem, lashon evra, lashon af, lashon kas, vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem, lo shamai lai, vayomer Hashem ilai, rav lach, al tosef, daber ilai, od badavar azah. And the most that you're going to get is alei rosh hapizka, v'sainacha, yam etzafona keman v'zracha, rei v'inacha, kilo savor sayirdein hazah. So he's going to be able to see it, you know, in Yehoshua, v'tzavis Yehoshua, v'chazkei v'amzeru, ki hu yavor l'fnei amazev, v'yanachilu samis aretz, asher tir'es. So it's very fascinating. The next section of Vayeschanan is Moshe transitions back to, you know, the basic project of Sefer Devarim, as we've explained it, you know, ho'il Moshe be'eres ha'tara hazos le'mor, is the issue of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, right? Lo sos yifun al ha'davar asher nochi mitzaveh eschem lo sigru mimenu, right, you know, is obviously independently consequential, and we know that we, you know, have Rashi emphasizing adding a prat to a mitzvah, chamesh, you know, parshios bitzvilin, and chamesh mina belulav, and, you know, chamesh tzitzios, etc., you know, and the Ramban with his, you know, heyara, that it's not limited to that, but of course, like Yeravam ben Nevat, to be bada mitzvah bilibo, like he did, you know, the chag, and you know, Chodesh Cheshvan, you know, 1 month, kind of a Sukkot Sheni, like a Pesach Sheni, right? 1 month later, and, you know, then he deals, of course, with the topic of Mikra Megillah, Einavi Rasha Lechadish Davar Me'ata. Really fascinating, you know, perspective that the Ramban has, right? And the Torah says, you know, you really shouldn't be, you know, creating mitzvos or detracting mitzvos in their entirety. And then the Ramban has this beautiful line at the end, where he says, you know, of course, you know, there's still an inyan of asusia glatora, mashatiktu chacham mishim geder, gonchnios arayos, vichayoti behenzo mitzvah mina Torah, clearly, right? Al piya Torah shir yarucha, mishpat asher yomru lucha ta'asa, lo sasar mina davar asher yagidu lucha yamin usmo, clearly we're bound by that, and then mishmartim is mishmarati, asum mishmaris la mishmarati, so there's no question that it's a mitzvah mina Torah. Then he says, but the difference is uvilvad shayeda shemishum agedar azev inu mipi Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, right? Which is exactly the way that the Rambam formulates it, you know, in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says it's all a question of, you know, the way that it's presented. So if somebody would come along and say this example that he gives, you know, that basar of bechalav is an isidaraisa as opposed to an isidarabanan, so that would be a projection, you know, of Baal Tosef, you know, and he has, you know, parallels for Baal Tigra as well. It's a matter of transparency and education. Nobody is challenging the basic notion of, you know, asusiyag l'Torah. But when it comes to adding an entire institution, like, you know, Purim and Mikra Megillah, so that's something that, you know, had to be, you know, well established, and that's the Gemara, Ksov Zos Yikaram HaSefer V'Sim Bozne Yehoshua, that it was already, you know, integrated, you know, into the broader pre-existing theme of Amalek. Okay, so what I think is really fascinating about this, you know, presentation of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is exactly as we've indicated, right, is this idea that it was right after Moshe Rabbeinu heard, you know, Rav Lach, Al Tosef, Daber Elai, Od Badavar Hazeh. So again, as much as, you know, Mishnah Torah is really Torah's Moshe, it's, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, communicating, you know, we're Dorish Smuchin L'chol Hadeos and Sefer Dvarim, it's his, you know, initiative, Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Zos Le'mor. I think that this is, you know, the Ish HaHalacha Shebo, the incredible halachic man in him, right? He just heard the words Rav Lach, you know, Rav Lach Biser, and B'Rav Lach Nivsar, that's exactly what he said to Korach, you know, Rav Lach HaMinei Levi, so he's told Rav Lach. You know, and instead of being, you know, chamutz about it, as they would say, you know, in modern Hebrew, you know, he says, okay, so there's an inyan of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, and I have to take that to heart as well. And Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is all about submission, and we don't get to pay, you know, play fast and loose with the mitzvahs of the Torah. We're obliged to submit when it comes to these institutions. And, you know, that's true in terms of mitzvos proper, and that's true in terms of, you know, personal predilections that we might have as well, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, for very good reason, as the Gemara in Sota describes, why did he, Moshe Rabbeinu, Likanis Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't, Lechol Mipirya, Release Boa Mituva, even though that already can be a spiritual experience. But of course, it was the spiritual opportunity. We'll talk about that in Shlishi of Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Beva Yardin Mizrach HaShemesh. And nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was denied that opportunity, and he had to surrender and submit to the Tmim Deos, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose will supersedes anything that he might want. So this is, I think, a remarkable thing, that the presentation of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, in Mikra, is right after Moshe was Nivsar B'zeh HaLashon. Rav Lach, Al Tosef, Daber Elai, Od, Badavar Hazeh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to, bend to the will of Moshe Rabbeinu on this topic. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted an answer right away, as Rashi points out, V'aschanan al Hashem bo'eis ha'hi le'mor. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu had to submit to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which could not have been an easy thing to do. And then, immediately thereafter, it tells Klal Yisrael, you might have ideas, especially Aliba the Ramban, if you'd like to add something, something that would be meaningful to you, maybe if you're Ravim ben Nevat, that's obviously he had more nefarious motives, to detach the Jewish people from Aliyah LeRegel as they knew it. But, there might be something that speaks to you and, your own stylized, observance. Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra, this is something that, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just being Na'i Doresh, but, he had just been Na'i Mekayim in terms of accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in this regard.